final item of the evening, Josh. We talked about a cup set or a potential upset for Hungary. There may be another one brewing tomorrow night at Lakeside in the FFA Cup.
Well, the dilemma for Preston Macedonia fans and players is whether they stay up and watch this North Macedonia-Netherlands game at 2 a.m. the night before a cup game. I think players might be forbidden from doing so, but fantastic to see this game finally go ahead. Really big occasion for the Preston Lions against Oakley Cannons. It's Lakeside Stadium. Unfortunately, they won't have the benefit of the thousands of Preston fans who are planning to attend, but you know, even more viewers for the live stream, so I'm sure the social media metrics will be off the charts. Mm. You saw Oakley play on the weekend. They got out of jail late with a Joe Knowles injury time winner. What did you make of them? Do you think they're kind of firing and in the sort of form where this game will cause them no problems, or do you feel Preston's got a real shot?
I didn't think so. I mean, really, with the greatest of respect to Altona, they've probably been comparable in quality to a outfit like the Preston Lions this season with how much they've struggled.
Two divisions between the two clubs.
Yeah, obviously. So. Oakley took the lead. They looked fairly comfortable. They were turning on the pressure. But then when Nick Sete scored with the aid of a deflection, it really rattled. Like it seemed to rattle Oakley a bit. Maybe there was periods of that game where their fitness and their energy levels were being managed with the cup game in mind. It certainly seemed as though Oakley would have periods where they'd push forward and really press the issue and sort of get ascendancy, and then maybe they score one goal, or maybe after about 10 or 15 minutes, they dropped off, and Altona became the ones who were pushing the pace, which is a very rare thing to have to see in this season. I mean, John McShane scored at 2-2. The funny thing is that at 2-2, when John McShane got that equaliser at the near post, for quite some time, did look as though Altona were the most likely to maybe grab a third before Joe Knowles pulled what I can only describe as an absolute bender out of the hat at an empty Jack Edwards reserve. An awesome goal. But interestingly, they played this game without Joe Guest because he
played
was,
in the 10 role.
That's a good question. There was a lot of rotating. Holmes was still... I thought I would have expected that Holmes would push forward and occupy that role perhaps, because I think one of the problems that maybe Oakley's had this season is that Holmes and Guest can maybe get in each other's way a little bit from an ideological perspective. I think Holmes is playing that deeper role but is maybe suited to being further afield in the spaces that Joe Guest occupies. I thought he would have been pushed forward in this game, but he wasn't. But no Joe Guest. As I understand, Joe Guest will not be playing tomorrow night because he's still in quarantine.
It's huge.
He's in home quarantine. He was in the. He lives in that South Bank hotel where the most recent outbreak in Victoria has been occurring. So he's stuck at home for the next 14 days, and I'm pretty sure he is not available tomorrow night. Which is, yeah. I remember weeks ago when this game was going to be held, the discussion around, oh, Preston have got injuries, you know, this is a really tough one. But now 3 weeks have passed, Preston have got a chance to bring a few players back into the fold, and one of, you know, he hasn't been as good this season, Joe Guest, in my personal opinion, but still one of their most important players for Oakley is gone from this fixture.
Couple of injury concerns for Preston, nowhere near as bad as when this game was originally rescheduled. So they've got James Harron back and a lot of the defenders available again, which is great. I do think they're going to miss Andrea Roksandic if he can't get back from this groin issue he came off with on the weekend. He does shield the back four, and in a game like this, you really want him there. So I think they're going to miss his influence, and I'm not sure if James Poole will be back in time. Apparently he was suffering from a tight calf, didn't play against Melbourne City. So his creativity will be sorely missed if they can't get him fit in time. But they've still got most of their first-choice selection available, so I would give them a real, real shot at Lakeside. It's definitely an uphill battle against a side two divisions above them with way bigger resources, but they will give it absolutely everything. Make sure you tune in from 7:30 p.m. It's going to be on the Football Victoria pages, I think, rather than the NPL Victoria page. Hopefully the FFA Cup channel will share it as well. But myself and Tao on the call, I'm really looking forward to it.